Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The balance of Congress is at stake in the upcoming midterm elections, so both national political parties are jumping into races across the country. In Massachusetts, that's in the 10th congressional district, the only seat up for grabs this year. Democratic Congressman William Delahunt is retiring after 7 terms. Now, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, both political parties are pulling out all the stops to try to win.
In the towns of the South Shore, there's a new fall color, Jeff Perry Red. The Republican candidate's signs are sprouting up in yards everywhere. Perry is capturing the support of people such as Jay Kennedy. For 13 years, he supported Delahunt, but Kennedy doesn't like President Obama's proposal to raise income taxes on people who make more than $250,000 a year.
I mean, the tax increases that are coming in January 1 are just through the roof. People have no conception, and you know, and they go, oh, the small businessman, oh, that guy, we're going to get that guy that makes a quarter of a million.
Kennedy hosted a press conference at his store, Kennedy Carpet, in Weymouth, where Perry announced that he's getting the endorsement of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Such endorsements usually come with television ads. The National Republican Congressional Committee is already helping Perry with spots that emphasize the difference in the candidates' positions on income taxes for people who make more than $250,000 a year.
Jeff Perry consistently opposed higher taxes. Bill Keating backs higher taxes on small businesses right now.
The Republicans are paying so much attention to this district because of all the congressional districts in Massachusetts, the 10th gave President Obama his narrowest margin of victory. The ubiquitous red signs, the enthusiastic crowds Perry gets, and his 3 campaign offices humming with volunteers have the Democrats worried enough that they too are on the offensive.
Imagine your teenage daughter illegally strip searched by police. It happened repeatedly in Wareham.
Wareham was where Jeff Perry used to serve as a police sergeant, and it's where this television ad by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, is trying to get voters to focus. Perry supervised a Wareham officer who conducted 2 illegal strip searches of teenage girls. Perry calls the ad highly offensive.
One of the lowest ads I've ever seen in my observations of politics.
The DCCC's ads reinforce the message of Democratic candidate Bill Keating's own TV ad.
A true story. Jeff Perry resigned in disgrace from the police force.
Perry is fighting back with an ad that features his old boss.
I'm former Wareham Police Chief Tom Joyce. You've probably seen the ads unfairly attacking Jeff Perry. Let me set the record straight. Jeff Perry worked for me. He was a good cop, and he was always committed to protecting the public.
The public in the 10th Congressional District is the oldest in the state, with a median age of 40. Bill Keating says people in the district are fearful right now.
Because you have a lot of people either retired or approaching retirement, and they supplement it with 401ks, their own private investment. They were hurt, seriously hurt financially, with the Wall Street collapse.
So Democrats are also trying to pry voters away from Perry by talking about Social Security. The DCCC has sent 3 mailings saying Perry wants to cut Social Security benefits and increase the retirement age. Perry says the mailing is designed to put fear in the voters.
And I do not favor any changes to the retirement benefits for anyone in Social Security or anyone 50 years of age or older.
This fall, from Quincy to Provincetown, the voters find themselves in a rare situation for Massachusetts congressional elections. Both parties think they can be won over. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.